Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Over the next 2 weeks, we're talking with the two new supervisors for Tuolumne County. First, this weekend, we have District 2 Supervisor Ryan Campbell. Next weekend, District 3 Supervisor Anaya Kirk. Supervisor Campbell, before you were elected to the Board of Supervisors, I was remembering back, we had you on a Motherload Views show talking about tree mortality when you were working with the county. So for those not familiar, can you explain a little bit about what you did with the county when it comes to tree mortality and also where things kind of stand on that issue right now?
Yeah, so I was involved in most aspects of tree mortality for the County Office of Emergency Services. You know, we came up with projects and got permissions from property owners and, you know, looked for money and ways to solve this horrible crisis that came about in 2015, 2016 as a result of the drought. And what ended up happening is we had 130 million, mostly ponderosa pine trees die in the span of just, you know, a year and a half. And I remember when it started, people were very concerned about having all of the trees surrounding their houses die all at once. And the fear was that they would eventually fall on homes and on county-maintained roads and other occupied structures. And so the county leadership, the Board of Supervisors, the county administrator, and also some of our counterparts in Sacramento, Cal Fire, U.S. Forest Service, all got together and they formed the Tree Mortality Task Force. And this, that's where the ideas on how to combat this issue started coming about. And I think it's a perfect example of how public agencies getting together, joining forces, working with private industry. You know, almost everything that we did through OES was through contract with generally local contractors, local licensed timber operators, that kind of thing. And so it's these public-private partnerships and then coordination amongst different agencies that really, I think it's a great success for our county. This past year, there was a recent survey done. We went from 130 million dead trees to now there was about 10 million dead trees in, I believe in the whole state, either the whole state or the 10 high hazard counties that were identified. So the scale of the tree mortality issue is much less now than it was just 2 years ago. And I'm proud of the work that we did, and I think we had a real positive impact on the community.
And those projects are still ongoing throughout the county?
I would say the county tree mortality efforts are winding down. The SRA, State Responsibility Area program, it was $2 million that was provided to the county through Cal Fire. That program is almost over. It'll be ending in March. We're continuing on with some of the State Disaster Assistance Act funding, as well as some of our U.S. Forest Service land projects where the county is basically removing trees on U.S. Forest Service land that is adjacent to county roads. So those will be continuing, but the bulk of the projects that involve tree removal in and around people's homes is winding down.
You know, taking a look at just some of the other hot button issues in the county right now, you know, we often hear about affordable housing, also the issue of homelessness in Tuolumne County. Do you have some early thoughts on that as a new supervisor?
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem that communities up and down the state are facing. We have a homeless issue in Tuolumne County. We need to support the facilities that actually have a positive impact on this, things like behavioral health, educating our law enforcement to recognize some of the causes of homelessness, whether it's mental health problems, substance abuse issues. And, you know, there aren't a lot of opportunities for people just starting out in life. And so it's difficult for people to find employment that is going to really help them get out of that situation. And, you know, once you have a record, once you have a substance abuse issue, if you have an untreated mental health issue, it is extremely difficult to get out of that situation. And so when we don't support the programs at work, like our behavioral health, like our drug rehabilitation programs, then we're going to see homelessness increase. We recently had a cold spill in Tuolumne County, and we opened We opened a warming center in Sonora. The first night we had about six people show up, and the second night we had three times that. And from talking to folks that were homeless and work with the homeless, the reason why we didn't have more utilization of the warming center is because of the people that are homeless and actually camping out in the woods, you know, living off of some of our county roads, is that they don't want to leave their possessions because that's all they have in the world. And so people are willing to stay outside in storms, in blizzards, with wet clothes and wet bedding, because they don't want to lose what they have. So it's not an easy issue to resolve, but we need to look at a variety of resources that we have in the county now and supporting those to make an impact on this.
Something that's going to take a real community effort to come together to tackle that issue as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's something that every community up and down the state is facing, and we need to look at what has worked elsewhere and incorporate that into Wyoming County. It's not a problem that's going away or something that's going to solve itself.
Prior to your election to District 2 supervisor, you know, there were a number of county meetings talking about cuts to recreation, cuts to libraries, kind of those type programs. What's your thoughts on recreation, library, and that type of thing?
I mean, what are we doing if we're cutting libraries and recreation? I mean, those are the major amenities that we as a county government can provide for our citizens. And I think once you start cutting into those budgets, it can have a negative result down the road, because this becomes a less attractive community for young families to move into. It becomes a less attractive community for businesses to come because they can't find the available workforce to employ. So, I've made no secret about my support for our parks and for our libraries as a kind of the bedrock of what we provide as a county.
A few weeks ago on Motherlode Views, we also had Sheriff Bill Pooley come on to talk about law enforcement concerns in the county. I know he, during that show, talked about he would like to have additional deputies on the ground. You know, how do you find that balance of needing law enforcement and also those other quality of life services?
That is the difficult issue. I mean, that is what I'm spending the most time learning about as a new supervisor, because what we've done as a county for so long, for 20 years or more, is focused on short-term needs at the expense of our long-term goals. And so we are at a point now where so many departments within the county need so much, and there just isn't the money to do it all. And so the difficult work of the board is going to be to decide, you know, which of these areas is going to have the most impact. So it's a challenge, because obviously law enforcement is, one of the highest priorities of any public agency is to provide safety, law enforcement and also our fire department. So finding that balance is what we as a board are going to do. And I think I think in general our goals are the same, and I think we'll be able to do that.
And we need to take one more break. We are talking with the new supervisor for District 2 in Tuolumne County, Ryan Campbell. He was the winner of the November general election. And a programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll stay with a similar theme. Next week, we'll be joined in studio by the new supervisor for District 3, Anaya Kirk. He'll talk about his background and goals as well for the county. Again, that's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment this week of Motherlode Views, brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back in just a minute.